Welcome to The Dream Show. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson, and this is episode 278, and I've called this episode Leap of Faith. Now, some of you may have noticed that I haven't produced an episode of The Dream Show with Jane Teresa Anderson for 3 months. That may be a small amount of time for other podcasters, I don't know. People often do a season of podcasts and take a break and then do another season. We started this podcast almost 15 years ago. We started in May 2009, and to begin with, we did weekly podcasts until that became rather a lot of work, and we switched it to 4 weekly podcasts and consistently produced an episode every 4 weeks, even if it was Christmas, holiday, pandemics, whatever, until 3 months ago when I felt I just needed a little bit of a break. I'm back. Spoiler alert, we'll come to that in a minute. One of the reasons I took a break was that I spent some amount of time last year writing my first fiction book. No, it's not out just yet, but it's coming soon. And I needed time to dedicate myself to that, to write it, to think about how much I wanted to continue writing as I go through my life. Of course, regular listeners will know that I've published several non-fiction books, 7 non-fiction books since 1992. So writing fiction was a big leap of faith in itself, as was beginning the podcast in 2009. That was a huge leap of faith because not many people were podcasting back then. We didn't really know what we were doing, and we didn't know how far it would go and how popular it would get. If you've been listening for a long time, you'll know that most of the formats, not today's, most of the formats involve a guest. So we have someone somewhere in the world, usually someone I don't know, of course, who says, yes, I'd love to be a guest on The Dream Show. And we tee up a time and we pre-record. The person, the guest, tells me their dream. You're listening in because we record the person telling me the dream. And then for about 45 minutes, maybe 50, we talk about the dream, we interpret it, and the guest relates it to their life. And it's very addictive listening because you not only learn a lot about interpreting and understanding your own dreams, but you also get great insight into somebody's life, somebody that you don't know, somebody that just goes by one name only. Most of our guests just go by a single name, Jane, John, whatever, and the place where they live. So it's confidential, but yet you get to know someone deeply through their dream and what they share about the experience of interpreting their dream and exploring it, the insights that they gain about their life through their dream, through our chat, and how that's going to affect and influence their life in wonderful ways moving forward. So that's the usual format of the show, and I know many of you love that. It's not as easy as you might think getting guests onto the show because it is a big ask. Even though, and this is true, you are actually, if you put your hand up for a guest, getting basically a free dream analysis session with me rather than spending money on talking with me. The difference, of course, is that if you book a session with me, it's entirely confidential. And if you do it for The Dream Show, everybody's listening in, except, as I've just mentioned, you're just going by a first name. Some people even use a different name, like a pen name, just for added level of anonymity. But I know it's still a big ask. Putting your hand up and saying, I'd love to come on the show as a guest is a big ask, and it's really wonderful when people do it. So you can probably guess that what I'm doing now, even though I'm going to go on in this podcast and share some dream interpretation material on the power of dream interpretation and give you some tips, what I'm doing now is a very great big pitch. I'm asking you, yes, you, if you're listening, if you or any of your friends would like to put your hand up this year and say, yes, I'd love to come and be a guest on The Dream Show and bring a dream to be interpreted. So the way that you do that is you go to my main website, which is janeteresa.com. That's Teresa without an H. Go to janeteresa.com, go to the menu, go to The Dream Show, and in the drop-down box, you'll see be a guest on The Dream Show. It's a very short form to fill in, tells you a little bit more about the process, and I will get your your form, and then I will contact you and arrange a time for us to do the thing, which involves meeting up over Zoom. Now, you can choose to do Zoom by camera, which I like because it's nice to have eye-to-eye contact with you, or you can choose to do Zoom by audio. But either way, our podcasts only go out as audio. I never put out a video version, and it's for your confidentiality, for your anonymity. So I arrange a time and a date with you to suit your time zone, to suit your work, whatever. We get together by Zoom, audio or video, we record the session, and then I put it in the line for going out into the big wide world as yet another episode of The Dream Show. So yes, end of pitch for this, although I may mention it at the end of the show as well. So I took 3 months off to have a bit of a break, to process how much more fiction writing I wanted to do, to just have a rest after nearly 15 years of podcasting, and also to think about how I wanted to proceed with the podcast, even, I must admit, whether I wanted to reduce it and maybe just do a quarterly, you know, 4 episodes a year, or even in a couple of moments thinking, well, you know, there are more than 270 episodes of The Dream Show out there in the world. You can find all of them at janetheresa.com. And I thought it's a huge resource. People can go there. You can go there for learning more about how to interpret your own dreams. If you're a student of dream analysis and dream therapy, there is so much rich material there. And I thought, well, maybe I've already built that resource. And that was the vision originally in May 2009, to build a resource, a dream interpretation resource that was free and freely available to anyone in the world who could get online and could understand English. And we kept that as a vision throughout the entire thing. Yes, it's a lot of work. It's not only the work of me sitting here at the microphone doing the interpretation with a person, it's also the post-processing work and all the media that happens around that. So it is a very big job, and I have always lovingly done it as a contribution to, as a free resource for, as I say, anyone that's interested in dreams and would like to use their dreams to help themselves and other people. So during that 3 months, I thought, do I really want to continue to do this? Is the resource big enough that people can go over it forever and ever and ever? Of course, I had quite a few people contact me and say, where's The Dream Show gone? I really like it. And so after a break, I thought, no, you know what? I'll come back for more. So here I am. Today's doesn't have a guest because it's me telling you about why I've been away. I am about to read you 3 blogs that I wrote during the year, which give you some little tips on dream interpretation. And I hope also I've picked them as a kind of way to illustrate leap of faith and how we make decisions. And yes, one is a little bit about why I decided to write the fiction as well. Before I go there, just one other thing. I'm talking about, you know, how much you can use the Dream Show as a resource for learning, and you absolutely can. If you want to be more concise, you can of course go to my courses platform, which is the Dream Academy, and the address for that website is dream-academy-online.com. And there you will find 4 different courses. The first one is how to interpret your dreams step by step. You do it in your own time. You don't need me because I'm already over there in pre-recorded videos. So you'll see me in pre-recorded videos. You can print out PDFs. There are charts to print out. And I lead you through a step-by-step process so that you can take a dream through that system and come out the other end with a good understanding of what the dream is about, and also having learned some really valuable dream interpretation and dream analysis tips. So that's the first course, and there are 3 others. So if you'd like to do that, dream-academy-online.com and sign up for the first course. You can also, if you want to experience having a dream analysis or a dream therapy session with me without everyone listening in, you can of course go to janetheresa.com and find out about dream consultations there. So I'm going to go now into reading you these 3 blogs that I have specifically chosen for today's podcast. And then at the end, I might have another little chat with you about a few things, including A little reminder about if you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the Dream Show to get in contact. I'm going to start with a blog that I called Leap of Faith that I wrote in September 2023. So on my janetheresa.com website, there's a blog role at janetheresa.com and there's also a blog role at the Dream Academy. So this one was September 2023. I've finally done it. I've written my first fiction novel. If you had asked me yesterday whether I'm going to write a sequel, I would have shrugged my shoulders, but I note that my typing fingers have a different opinion. My body knows what my head doesn't. If this is my first novel, there will be a second and a third. I've been writing non-fiction for most of my adult life, including my 7 books on dreams and dreaming. But when a podcast host asked me when I was a guest about my next project, I surprised myself by saying I wanted to write a novel. My mouth knew what my head didn't. Even though the podcast admission went public, I still resisted taking action. Then, one day, I woke up with an intense drive to find a suitable novel writing course. And within the week, I took the leap of faith and signed up. You don't need to have an idea in mind, the course blurb said. You'll discover your story as you go. As it turned out, my story arrived a couple of weeks ahead of the course. I was doing a weights workout in my kitchen for my bones while listening to a podcast when a cat I had never seen before appeared in my garden, pausing to stare at me through the window before moving on. Now, the combination of the podcast subject and the cat sparked a quirky idea that quickly evolved into the spine of my story. I saw the cat once more during the week when I began to think about publishing, and for a third time when I was pondering my potential future or not as a fiction writer. And I have to say, I've only seen the cat one other time, and it was last week when I spent a lot of time in a garden, but I'll come back to that. I can't tell you too much about the book at this stage, other than to say that it's quirky, light-hearted, and uplit in genre. But I can tell you that I challenged myself to keep any mention of dreams or dreaming out of the story, and I managed to do it. Although I did include 3 exotic symbols from dreams I had during the writing period because they appealed to my playful nature, and I wanted to see what would happen if I planted them into the story. Somewhere between announcing that I wanted to write a novel and taking action, I had a vivid dream where I jumped from a well-worn and rather ho-hum path traversing the side of a mountain into the soft, luscious meadow below. I was carrying a bunch of baby's breath flowers and feeling joyful, elated, and free. A friend followed my lead, only she held much bigger bunches of baby's breath, one in each hand, like mini parachutes, so that instead of jumping like me, she glided through the air and gracefully touched down into the meadow. I remember thinking in the dream that because she believed her bunches of flowers were parachutes, they became so. A Baby's Breath is the title of one of the chapters in my 2020 book, Bird of Paradise. The chapter is about new beginnings. So in my dream, I met a part of myself that was ready to take a leap of faith and begin something new. And a second part of myself, my friend in the dream, that had even greater faith, faith enough to take the process slowly, to gracefully surrender to the process, knowing that I would land softly on my feet. So here I am, softly landed, finished manuscript in hand, a story told, the characters jostling daily for my ongoing attention, for, as I have discovered, you don't lay fictional characters to rest at the end of the story. Gifting them baby's breath is only a beginning. Where to from here? I don't know. But I'm still dancing in the meadow beyond the well-worn ho-hum of the known path, waiting to find out. So I wrote that in September last year, September 2023, and because it kind of works in, I'm going to read you now the blog that I wrote the following month in November 2023, also for janetheresa.com, and this one's called When You Can't See the Forest for the Trees. Sometimes we get so bogged down in the small details of a problem that we miss seeing the whole situation. We can't see the forest for the trees. Or, if you're British like me, we can't see the wood for the trees. Either way, we're too close to the situation, too close to the trees and all their details, to stand back and see the reality of the big picture. It's a metaphor fit for a dream, isn't it? I once had a dream of wandering around in a forest, except mine was probably an English wood, quite lost until I finally found my way out, climbed a hill and looked down on the forest from afar. No longer lost in the small details, I discovered what I needed to know. The size and shape of my situation was now quite clear, and I could see various ways in and out of it. Dreams often play as metaphors. I once dreamed of a cat with a human tongue in its mouth. A cheeky dream clue about a situation where the cat got my tongue. As a teenager, I dreamed of being in the passenger seat of a car being driven up a vertical brick wall. I did feel at the time that someone was driving me up the wall, driving me mad. Dreams can be quite weird and surreal, but that is their power. When you're too close to a situation, a problem or an issue, a metaphoric dream helps you to step away from the everyday and see the bigger picture. A dream of a rock blocking a road might help you to acknowledge that you have been feeling blocked. You might see from the distance in the dream a way to move around the rock, or remove it, or jump over it, or use it as a tool to progress further along the road. If you solve the puzzle while you're dreaming, you're likely to wake up with a solution to the parallel waking life problem. If you don't solve the problem during the dream, if you fail to get past the block in the road, you can play with the dream symbols and dramas once you wake up. Ask yourself questions. Can I get someone to help me move this rock? Can I climb over this rock? Can I run around it? Can I paint it in bright colours to transform it in some kind of way? Can I blow it away because it is, after all, a rock born of my own dreaming mind? When you work with the symbols and dramas of a remembered dream, you are simultaneously working with the life situation that prompted the dream. Something begins to stir and shift deep within. And the rock that has blocked you from seeing the bigger picture gives way to a clearer view. Problem solved. And lastly, this blog I wrote also for janetheresa.com a couple of weeks ago, so March 2024. And it kind of brings me full circle because it talks a little bit about the time out, or the last bit of time I had, which was in February. Time out. Last month in February, we spent a couple of weeks in Cambodia visiting my son and his wife, exploring ancient temples, boating through floating villages, immersing in the local culture, and not doing any work at all. No dream consultations, no writing, no media interviews, no podcasting. And much as I love my work, at heart I'm a passionate creative focused on providing meaningful service through my endeavours. I know the value of rest, recovery and regeneration. Weekends are sacred. Sleeping and dreaming is non-negotiable, and holidays are an opportunity to experience different perspectives and flex different neural pathways. A feature of holiday time with my son and his wife is always a games championship. We play a variety of games, cards, board games, daft challenges like who can shell a hard-boiled egg in the fastest time, or who can remain balanced on a knotty tree bough for the longest time. And we compete for the overall champion during the holiday. There's plenty of brain stimulation, and our homemade trivia games are notoriously tough and hilarious. Anyway, one night I dreamed I was lounging in the garden, feeling a little brain blurry, but in a good sense, you know, daydreamy, drifting, purposefully unfocused, not required for intelligent comment or sharp conversation. A car motored slowly past. No driver, no passengers. Even in the dream, I knew this was unusual. A driverless car. It wasn't a Google self-driving car, a Tesla, or any of the other autonomous cars currently on offer. The car in my dream was a pretty conventional small car, a type that would normally require a driver. But not that night, not in my dream. It was travelling slowly enough not to pose a risk to other drivers, and it seemed to know where it was going and why. I settled back into the dream garden, content to see it making its own way, leaving me free to do nothing at all. On waking and interpreting my dream, I realised the driverless car was an unconscious part of my drive that knows where it's headed and doesn't need my conscious input, or at least didn't need my conscious input while I was in holiday mode. All this proved to be the case when I got home and sat down at my desk. During my time away, it was as if magical little elves had worked away at my various projects, driven them further along the road, leaving yellow post-it notes for me to follow. So I wrote that a couple of weeks ago, and you now know, because you've listened this far, where I've got to. Been back for 2 weeks, I sat down at my desk. Of course, I had loads of consultations to do, media stuff to do, all the usual things that are required in my business. But I also came back from Cambodia with a much clearer and renewed sense of definitely wanting to continue with the dream show on a regular basis. So to do that, I need you, I need guests. Just a little reminder about that. I'm going to talk for a few more minutes, but maybe you could take a note or try to remember to, if you don't volunteer as a guest yourself, to ask around a few friends, because without your input, without your valuable input, this amazing resource that I want to continue offering the world will not be the same. It needs you to combine with me, to combine with this vision and make that offering. And you get to spend time with me, even though it's in public, but with a pen name or your simple name, not very anonymously, you get time to spend that hour with me. We can chat and explore your dream. And the book, you may be wondering about the book. Well, it's getting copy edited at the moment, which is one of the last phases, which means that a really wonderful person is going through just double checking my grammar and any bits that might be a little bit confusing so that we can straighten those out. And I'm not exactly sure, but I'd say publication is within the next few months, and you will hear all about it for sure. So that's where I'm at. I'm feeling refreshed. I'm waiting for you to contact me. If more than a few people contact, that's fine. We can very easily do recordings and bank up episodes for the rest of the year. But don't part with that thought that, oh, someone else will volunteer, because, as I say, not many people do, surprisingly. A huge number of listeners. We're ranked in the top 5% of podcasts in the world, which is amazing. But people prefer listening to being guests. So that's not going to be you, is it? A reminder of the website, janetheresa.com. And for courses, the Dream Academy at dream-academy-online.com. And if you enjoy this episode with the little dream interpretation tips that it contains, please do share it on social media. And even better than that, it would be really wonderful if you also take just a little bit of time to go to the preferred podcast, your podcast platform that you prefer, whether that's Spotify, Apple, or loads of the other ones that are out there, but they're the main two, aren't they? Spotify or podcast, and leave a review. Give me however many stars you think you would like to give for The Dream Show with Jane Theresa Anderson, and write a review. It doesn't take much, one or two sentences, just something that hopefully says that this is a really great show that you'd love other people to listen to. The more reviews, the more written reviews we get at Spotify and Apple, the more the show is suggested to random listeners, which means the more people can discover, that don't already know about it, can discover the podcast and learn more about their dreams. Everybody dreams. Not everybody remembers their dreams. Not everybody's interested in their dreams, but a very large proportion of people are interested in their dreams. And writing reviews for the podcast is one other way that you can help people to find the show and learn how to delve into this enormous resource and benefit from it in their lives. I have said enough. Thank you for listening so far, and thank you in advance for putting your name down to be a guest on The Dream Show. Have a wonderful 4 weeks. The next episode will be out next month, the end of next month in April. I'm Jane Theresa Anderson.